Audio 3.31.
Polish, like most other languages, has borrowed lots of English words that refer to modern technology. Some of the words have completely or almost completely kept their English spelling. For example, joystick, modem, and spam. Other words have been changed to fit the Polish spelling or grammar. For example, antywirusowy, internetowy, megabyte, and multimedialny. The main reason for borrowing these words from English is that there was no time to create new words in Polish because the technology developed so quickly. Rather than create new words, it was easier just to use the words that already existed. The above words are easily understood in Polish or English. But what happens when words or phrases that look or sound similar have very different meanings? These are called false friends. Here's an example. In ancient Greece, a gymnasium was a place where people did athletic exercise and studied various subjects. English has kept the first meaning, a place to exercise, while in German and in Polish, gymnasium means junior high school. There are more than 100 false friends between Polish and English. An example of this is the word komunikacja. It sounds similar in English and means communication, but in Polish it can also mean public transport. Further problems can arise when words are pronounced exactly the same in Polish and in English, but have totally different meanings. For example, in English, a chef is someone who cooks in a restaurant, but in Polish, a chef is also the boss. Other false friends that can cause confusion are words that are spelt and pronounced exactly the same in Polish and in English. For example, 10 is the number 10 in English, but it means this in Polish. Brat in Polish means brother, but a brat in English is an annoying child who behaves badly. Be aware of false friends so as not to make bad or funny mistakes when you speak English.